and dwell for a while in meditation with the radiant ones. The great white brotherhood invisible, for these are they who have passed through great tribulation and whose raiment is now whiter than snow. And this means that they are cleansed from all impurity, they have triumphed over the earth. However difficult your pathway may seem to you, daily seek the glory of the God life. To do so, close down the senses of earth and soar in your higher mind, or in what you call your imagination, into Christ's sphere of glory and power, and know that this power and light is your real life. It is the recreative force which can constantly flow through you, causing every ill to fade from your body. At least you can reach that pinnacle of perfection, wholeness and holiness. Later, the ills of the body may reassert themselves. Yet do not become despondent. The more frequently you reach that height of spiritual consciousness, the more surely and quickly will every sickness become healed. When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he did not mean that only in him was resurrection and life, but in every one of God's children. For the life of God is latent within you, and it will also flow into you from the great heavenly hosts. You too can learn to say with all the strength of your spirit, "I am the resurrection and the life." Then that life force stirs and rises within, and your spirit shines like a jewel in its casket. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. When uttering these words, Jesus did not speak of his human or personal self. It was the Christ within him which spoke those words of truth. We come only to help you to rise above disappointment, fear and all poverty of life. The way to rise is quite clear. It is by prayer, adoration and love. The heart of the golden Son of God is the source of your spiritual strength. Part 6. The Triumph of Love. It is well for us all to recognize the existence of a law which ensures perfect justice for every human life, a balancing of pain with joy. A soul who suffers apparent injustice may by its reaction learn vital truths. There is always joy to come corresponding to any measure of suffering endured rightly. If there is seeming loss, remember God never takes away without giving. You will say, "But God can never give back to me the loved one whom death has taken away." My child, God is already offering you a gift which will perhaps eventually prove even more precious both to you and your loved one. To obtain this gift you must first surrender your will to His, and recognize that a divine justice permeates all the happenings of human life. Opportunity has been given to you to open your heart to the warm, radiant love of the divine. It may be that your sorrow and loss will enable you at last to find God. Beloved, put out your hand to grasp the hand of God. Be not afraid. He will lead you onward step by step. Make a steadfast effort to walk His way and you will pass all your tests and initiations. Peace of heart bless you. You are not alone, remember. Age-old companions of your spirit are walking by your side. You are indeed encompassed by a cloud of unseen radiant companions on your way. In love there can be no separation. In God's life alone you can fully live and know a supreme happiness beyond all earthly understanding. Next headline. The Great Initiation. The Christ Spirit glorifies and blesses you, and triumphs with you over the darkness and sorrow of earthly life. The crucifixion of Jesus was an experience which awaits every human soul during its path of evolution is indeed one which you may even now be passing through in your inner self, for crucifixion can take many forms. May it comfort you to know that everyone who undergoes some experience which might be described as a crucifixion, involving pain or soul anguish, is not only gaining wisdom and truth in himself but is also doing something valuable for the whole of humanity. For anyone who can meet such testings of the soul with the same resolution and tranquility that Jesus showed is quickening the vibrations of the whole earth. All that the Master Jesus suffered during his crucifixion was endured in a spirit of perfect love. This is the very heart of the spiritual meaning of the earth initiation, or crucifixion. Jesus demonstrated great love in his treatment of his betrayer, Judas. All of us have a share of the Judas nature in us, which on occasion denies and betrays our Lord, the Christ Spirit within us. But there is another interpretation of this story. When karma exists between two souls, the one who is wronged should forgive the debtor. Too often there is retaliation instead, and the debt is tossed backwards and forwards between the two, perhaps through several lives, so that both suffer. On this occasion, Jesus forgave Judas and relieved him of his karmic debt. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, you will recall, also healed the soldier wounded by Peter's sword. The whole story of the crucifixion demonstrates, as incident follows incident, not only the great love of the Master, but above all how vital it is for the soul when undergoing initiation to meet all trials, hardships and bitterness without anger or resentment, and in a spirit of true and perfect love. This is where so many fall short in their attitude towards the difficulties of everyday life. The lower self is full of pride and Easter time, for Easter is a time of sweet surrender to the Christ Spirit. May the rose bloom upon your cross. This was the old wish for the aspirant on the path. In other words, it meant that through constant striving towards the light he might transmute the heavy cross of matter, his earthly self, into the fragrant rose of the spiritual life. This is known in the White Brotherhood as the Earth Initiation, when the soul, having seen the glory of the Father, is able to demonstrate that glory in its actions on earth. It is one thing to know theoretically, but practice is very far from theory. The Earth Initiation means putting into practice the Christ Spirit. The soul passes that degree when it can lay aside all the claims and desires of the earthly life, and can at will go direct to the heart of Christ. Do you think that this is beyond your power? We assure you that it is not. You may not yet be ready fully to pass the earth initiation, but you are coming nearer to doing so every time you surrender your own will or sacrifice some dear desire. Every time you can feel your whole being filled with the love of Christ, and you live that love for your brother man, you are to a certain degree attaining mastery over the body of earth. The whole life of Jesus demonstrated how mortal man can be glorified by the indwelling resents having to surrender to the will of the Father, and so long as it resents, it has to suffer. But when once the heart bows down in acceptance of the wisdom of God's plan, then there is no suffering. You make real progress and are filled with a peace which the world cannot give. The crucifixion of the soul means, in essence, the surrender of the lower self. When all has been surrendered to God, the soul, having been thoroughly tried, tested and not found wanting, takes the path of mastership. The rose upon the cross, beloved brother, try to visualize, as you read these words, a delicate pink rose, perfect in form and color, opening its petals to the spiritual sun which falls upon it. Try to become in rapport with that rose. Inhale the spiritual perfume, absorb the delicacy of its life, its aura. It will raise you far above the earth into a world of silence, peace, love, and truth. This rose is the symbol of the Christ life, the Christ sweetness and purity, of life untainted by the earth. We know of no symbol so perfect as this to convey to the mind the love of the Christ Spirit. Nor is there any symbol which so perfectly illustrates the cosmic truth of Christ's Spirit. Man's purpose here is that the Christ shall glorify him and through him glorify the whole earth, shall quicken the vibrations of earthly matter until the whole planet becomes etherealized and spiritualized. So think not of the crucified but of the arisen Christ with outstretched arms glorious in the heart of the blazing sun. He comes as a promise of what lies before man's own soul, a promise that you also will arise to the full stature of manhood and Christhood. Use your inner vision, your imagination, and look if you can upon that lovely face, tender, understanding, kind and loving. His aura embraces you. Underneath you are the everlasting arms of this all-pervading spirit of love. Nothing can harm you. Whatever lies before you is wholly good. He is bringing the symbols of the wheat and the grape. He offers you the bread of life. Take, eat my bread, the bread which comes to you from heaven. Accept and eat the bread of life. Accept your daily karma, for this is the bread which feeds your soul. He offers you the juice of the grape, the essence of his spirit, the essence of divine love. Drink from the cup that your heart may be filled with love. For love is the fulfilling of the law, and through love man is made whole. printed and bound by Novlo and Company Limited, London. See or hear also, The Proceeding, N-58, Two White Eagle Books, Morning Light and Sunrise. E. The End.